been up. Hit it.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Yeah, okay. You got your mind. What are you doing?
Thank you, dummies. Amp Radio.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, as ever, brought to you by the Amp Radio Network. You can hear in my voice, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very excited about this. And this is going to be a big one, ladies and gentlemen. This show, welcome to it. We like to call this one our pick show, which we call hashtag, yes, there it is, hashtag smack my picks up. This one, UFC 239, ladies and gentlemen, coming at us live and direct. Also known as Jones versus Santos, will be held July 6th, 2019 at the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise. So that will be coming at us live and direct this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, if you're new to the show, I'm joined by the usual cast of characters this week. And let's go ahead and get into introducing them. The life of the party herself. The first lady of Amp Radio, who will be live on location, hashtag our man on the streets. Throwback to all of you listeners that have been listening from day one, Pam from North Carolina.
I was making sure I had y'all on not mute because Cedric is out here screaming, so... What's up, everybody?
What's up, Pammy? How are you?
I am.
I know you're feverishly packing boots right now. What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am almost packed. I just have to pack my shoes. So I've got everything packed up and ready to go.
Like I said.
I just have to put it in a suitcase.
Pammy, I know you too well. I know there's got to be some kind of leopard print boots. There's going to be some kind of other
boots. Oh, my God.
Boots.
Well, I'm not taking leopard print boots, but I am taking, like, a little bit of leopard print everything else. I've got...
right on.
I think a dress I'm taking, and then I've got, like, a couple of tops on. And I'm taking my leopard print bands. Got to have those.
Well, I didn't think that's where you were going with it, but all right. Whatever. Ruin my fun.
Oh, sorry. My leopard print. What? Yeah, we fly out
exactly
at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we fly out at 7. We fly out from here to Atlanta, and Atlanta straight to Vegas. We arrive at 12:51.
Is it the Pam and Sam show again?
Pam and Sam show, and my girlfriend Angela, who dances with me sometimes also, she had moved out to St. Louis. Well, she's meeting us out there too, so we're going to have all kinds of fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing all of the lovely pictures. Let's move on to the big boss man himself, because we need to get the show moving, because there's lots to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. And just before I bring in the boss man, let me break down the show, because I was in a rush to get to Pam. Tonight, we are not doing a spotlight fight of the night unless the person on the show would like to give up their guilty pleasure to do a spotlight fight of the night, because we have five pretty good fights, but four really good fights on the main event from top to bottom, and we're going to cover those tonight. As I said, no spotlight fight of the night unless the host chooses to choose one for that. DJ Tony, let's bring your music in. It's Tony time, bitches.
Let's do it.
Hey, DJ!
Tony!
Coming at ya! It does not like my music, guys, but it's great to be here with the beautiful Pam, Marco, and of course Proteus. Happy
Marco
Canada Day.
Proteus. Yeah.
Well, we have not brought Marco in yet, so his voice has not been heard yet, but thank you for shouting him out. Yes, thank you very much.
Oh my
Happy
God.
Canada Day, and of course happy 4th of July and everybody down south of the border, which has not happened yet, but hey, it's coming soon. Let's go ahead and bring in the star of the show, DJ Tony, and let's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, happy 4th for the Americans. Happy July 1st for the Canadians. and Cinco de Mayo already passed, so we don't care about Mexicans so much.
Well, we still care about the Mexicans because we have Spanish word of the day on this show, Marco.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we got to do this quick.
La palabra del día.
No. We got to do this quick because I got Copa America semifinal Chile versus Peru started in a few minutes. So let's do this.
All right.
Let's talk some MMA.
Here we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. To the light heavyweight division we go. Mr. John Jones is back in action on his usual card, the 4th of July card, Red, White, and Fight Night, Marco, against Horace Hammer, Thiago Santos. Let's go ahead, Marco, and get into this because we had a lot to talk about here because, you know, John Jones, one of the best fighters of all time, going up against this up-and-comer. Of course, John Jones, 24-1-0 with one no contest against Thiago Santos. We call him Maheta, 21-6-0. And, of course, let me give you the odds real quickly, Marco, before you comment. John Jones at a minus 650. Thiago Santos coming back at us at a plus 475. Marco, what you got going on here in the main event of UFC 239?
Minus 650 should be minus a billion. Okay, Thiago Santos got the perennial puncher chance, and he got to do it in the first round. Otherwise, he's just going to get schooled by the best MMA fighter we ever seen. And oddly enough, and I guess thank the MMA gods, so far, he hasn't gotten any trouble this time. Because usually, this time of the year is when we get picograms and a stupid shit like bad freaking USADA test. Every single international fight where he has been put on, he has managed to mess up. So far, so good. I'm crossing my fingers. I'm sacrificing a chicken to the MMA gods right now so he doesn't get a screw up. But when it comes to this fight, Santos got 5 minutes to try to find John Jones' chin before he figures him out. And after that, it's going to be like a runaway train. I seen John Jones gets to figure it out by the second round, and by the third round, he ground and pound him for a TKO victory. Give me your Jones for a TKO.
Jones, third round TKO for Marco. And let's not jump on the picograms train yet because it is not weigh-in day yet, so sometimes it happens around weigh-in day.
No, Sugar Sean O'Malley took the picograms away from John Jones on this one. Because he's the one with the picograms problem this time. That is why Marlon Chitoveri is fighting somebody else. So I guess he took the hex out of John Jones by having picograms himself.
Well, I think this is, like you mentioned, Marco, I think this picogram situation is kind of a story going into this fight because it has been an issue in the past. And will it come up again? Will it not, Pammy? I'm not too sure. So, Pam, let's move on to you because Marco's answer was pretty quick there. And, I mean, maybe you agree with him, maybe you don't. Maybe you think Thiago Santos has a bit of a chance because he is one of your countrymen, right?
Yep. And you know what? I do not agree with you guys. I am not a John Jones ball hugger.
Y'all
say the greatest, blah, 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 yawn. Win against Anthony Smith, decision, winner against lackluster Alex Gustafsson, no contest, Daniel Cormier, win against OSP, decision, win against Daniel Cormier, decision, win against Glover Teixeira, decision, win against Alex Gustafsson, decision. So his last KO, I mean, if you don't count this one with the lackluster Gustafsson, Chael Sonnen, April 27th of 2013.
No, he chalked out DC.
Daniel Cormier got knocked out, and the fight was just later on.
No contest. No contest.
He's
wrestling Gaido Jiu-Jitsu. I poke, the black belt there. Ped Use is a black belt there. You know, I just can't get on. I just can't. I think he's a cheater. I just can't. You know, Thiago Santos, this dude has the blessings of all the gods tattooed on his body. This dude is Muay Thai black belt, Copera striker, has won eight of his last 10, all by KO or TKO. I'm going with Thiago Santos, and I did in a process of elimination. I'm picking him with the second round KO, and I might go bet some money on him tomorrow too.
Check all out. Right, if you got $20 to lose, you go right ahead.
Leap of faith. That is a leap of faith.
All right, all right. Hey, everybody's.
I ain't scared.
Everybody, go ahead.
I ain't
Sammy,
scared.
Go ahead.
What?
Oh, you're not scared. I got you.
Oh, yeah,
I couldn't hear you over the drop. And
I'll
try so I apologize.
That's a, ain't scared. Y'all don't scare me.
All right. So, Sammy.
I already told you why I wear my balls.
Yeah, I'll get to something, an agreement kind of with you in a minute, but let's go to throw to DJ Tony, the big boss man himself. Tony, Pammy's going with Santos, and of course we've talked about you know, the pros and cons of Santos, but you know, John Jones has showed us over the past couple of fights, and Pammy is disqualifying that DC win. Of course, John Jones did get disqualified, but he also did kick Daniel Cormier upside his head and knock him out. So you go ahead and tell me what you got going on here, brother, in the main event, UFC 239.
You know what, you guys, I honestly, because I'm in such a good mood today, I was literally going to take all underdogs just to, you know, just for the hell of it, because I haven't been doing well on my picks this year anyway.
But after Pam
just dropped the maheta, I'm like, come
Thank
on.
Thank you, dummies.
There's no way I could do that, guys. I mean, I started thinking about, and I totally agree with Marco on this one, guys. I think it's a 5-minute fight. Let me repeat that: a 5-minute fight. I think Maheta has 5 minutes to do something incredible while Jones is bored or the picograms haven't kicked in, whatever it is. But Jones takes a long time to get started, and if he's not into it, guys, Pam's right. Then he starts doing the just coasting, right? He's one of those guys that will coast if he can. The problem is Maheta is going to be done in 5 minutes. I think Maheta needs to throw everything under the kitchen, literally in the kitchen sink, at him to even have a chance. I think after the first, it's going to be over. So I'm picking John Jones. Let's just say he gets revitalized by some of the picograms early, really early in the fourth round, TKO, John Jones with an elbow.
All right. I was not expecting to go there, but sorry, Pam, go ahead.
I said an illegal elbow or a legal elbow.
He does usually throw something illegal in the fourth round.
Right.
Pam does have a point. Okay. So let me try and encompass what all of you guys have said. I have said on this previously on this show, when we were talking about Santos and, you know, his kind of his last few wins, I saw a few things that I thought might give John Jones some fits. And that is, you know, the low kicks, to the calf, strikes to the knee, which Santos seems to be embracing in his game. Now, to address the 5-minute round that you and Marco have been talking about, John Jones was able to withstand a great barrage from Anthony Smith in his last fight. Now, Anthony Smith may not be Thiago Santos. We can say that. But I think Santos is kind of on the right track. And you know what's good for the light heavyweight division right now is people who can contend with John Jones. So we should all hope that Thiago Santos gives John Jones a run for his money like Gustafson Jones won. But unfortunately, guys, I can't take Santos. I have to go with the other boys here and go with John Jones. He is proven to get it done, whether he's, Pam, as you said, cheating or not, or if he's throwing illegal kicks at some point or illegal knees. You know, if you're not done dossoing it, then you're not trying. That's what I have to say about that. So I'm going to take John Jones, and I'm going to take him by decision. To the women's bantamweight division, we go DJ Tony. Champion, Amanda Nunes, the lioness herself, going up against our girl. I'm going to be honest with you, DJ Tony. I know she has got the weirdest nickname in the world, but Holly Holm, let's just go with that, the preacher's daughter. This is going to be an exciting fight, in my opinion, guys. So, Pammy, I know we tend to throw to you on the ladies' fights, but we always throw to you on the co-main events, and I know this is one of your countrymen as well, and it is Body on Body Crime. No?
That's three
Tony?
Woman.
No.
That's three woman.
All right. Well, I mean, if you, okay, Holly Holm, again, versus Amanda Nunes. Go ahead, Pammy. The champ,
alrighty,
right? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, champ versus ex-champ. Amanda Nunes, been looking amazing. I mean, what can you say about her? Cardio is on point. You know, she's unstoppable right now. has won nine of her last 10. I was like, duh, okay. And five of those are first round wins. I was just like, had like a BTS attack. You know what that is? Like a brain turned to shit attack. I was just looking at my notes and I'm like, what the heck? What does that say? But anyways, Holly Holm, ex-champion for one time, has won six of her last 10, boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, blue belt. Amanda Nunes, boxing, black belt, jiu-jitsu, judo, brown belt, capoeira. She's a champion killer. All these champions that she has taken out have gone out in the first round. I'm going to go with that. First round, KO, TKO, Amanda Nunes.
Okay, that was quick. Sorry. First round, TKO, KO? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pam really threw that one down fast, DJ Tony. I wasn't ready for it. Look, it's okay. No worries. As Pammy was pointing out, or as I was trying to point out at the beginning of this, it's really champ versus ex-champ, like Pammy said. But, you know, Amanda Nunes really looking tough lately, DJ Tony. Let me give you their stats real quick. I'll get to that in a second as well.
Oh, okay.
Amanda Nunes, 17-4-0 against Holly Holm, 12-4-0. And as Holly Holm has said, in the lead-up to this fight, Amanda Nunes has not beaten Holly Holm yet. So, you know, an excellent fight. Let me go ahead and give you the odds, DJ Tony, before you comment. Amanda Nunes, wow, this is a close one. -365, Holly Holm, and a +305. So a lot of money coming in right now, apparently, on Amanda Nunes, Pam's countrywoman. What do you got going on here, DJ Tony, in the co-main event of UFC 239?
Is Amanda Nunes related to KJ Nunes? Because I have no idea who Amanda Nunes is. Like, literally none. Is she related to KJ Nunes? Because it's Nunes. Come on, you guys. Anyone that can't get that name right, seriously? And aside from our boy, Proteus, because I know he's joking. But if you cover the UFC and you do not know how to pronounce... I know.
It's not Nunes.
You know what?
Yes.
Right. It's not Nunes.
I mean,
anyway.
Not only that, how long has she been champion? Hello? For real?
I know. Come on. I mean, are we really that stupid? If ESPN can get it right? All right, enough with my rant. Listen, I'm going to tell you what's real and then, of course, my fantasy pick. So, realistically, Amanda Nunes is going to knock out the beautiful Holly Holm. However, that's not who I'm going with. Let's keep in mind, Amanda Nunes is in her last 10 fights, is 9-1 in her last 10 fights. Her lone loss 5 years ago to Kat Zingano. Amanda Nunes has a lot of skills. Intelligence is not one of those. So here's the thing. If Holly Holm is smart enough to literally fight her fight and not get hit, which is a big task, I think she has a chance. Just like she's fought other people that have – Amanda Nunes hasn't fought someone of Holly Holm's boxing pedigree. The problem is Amanda Nunes can knock out Holly. There's no doubt about it. I'm picking Holly just for the hell of it. Holly via decision because
Oh, wow.
I can't pick against
you're picking
her.
Picking up on the Holly of
this,
it?
This is a decision.
I'm a Holly
this is
homie.
Five rounds as well, yeah? All right, so DJ Tony, as you know, we have a running joke on this show about Amanda Nunes' name. We just do. And that's, you know, tied over again from the Co-Main Event podcast, which they also make that joke as well. So, I mean, we can shit on them for doing it as well, but I'm doing the same gag as them. So I have to give, you know, credit to them. But I think you're right, though, DJ Tony. I think kind of we have the same thing going on in the co-main event as we have going on in the main event, because Holly Holmes, of course, that's also a joke that we like to say. Holly Holm is a very talented fighter. She is able to keep the barrage away from her. And if she is able to keep the barrage away from her in this particular fight, keep the power away from her face, I think that there's a head kick coming here as well. I think that Amanda Nunes is a very talented and skilled fighter. But like you said, DJ Tony, perhaps skill will win the day here and technique. And I think it will as well. I'm going to go ahead and take Holmes, again, another joke, I'm going to take fourth round TKO. I think it's the head kick comes eventually, DJ Tony, whether it be the third round, whether it be the fourth round, but I'll take the fourth round. Marco, you've heard everything that we've said. Of course, you can be the voice of reason in the co-main event. What do you got going down in UFC 239, Nunes versus Holmes?
Yeah, just as a reference, the names of the mantle of Amanda Nunes, Germaine de Randamie, former featherweight champion, Cyborg, former featherweight champion, Ronda Rousey, former bantamweight champion, Misha Tate, former bantamweight champion, Valentina Shevchenko, the current flyweight champion, Julie Butts, that is the featherweight champion up on freaking Bellator. She's a champion killer. Now, I don't think Amanda Nunes is going to knock out Holly Holm because of the style.
Can you get rid of Cedric, please?
The style of Holly is very similar to Valentina Shevchenko. It's a lot of footwork. And the people that have been knocked out by freaking Amanda Nunes are the people that have planted their feet and trying to brawl with her. If you plant your feet and brawl with Amanda Nunes, you're gonna get a freaking smoke. She's gonna decapitate you. But the people like Raquel Pennington and Valentina Shevchenko that tried to use their footwork and box her, they gave Amanda Nunes a fight, but she still won those fights. Valentina Shevchenko beat Holly Holm at the same game. And I'm not gonna do MMA math, but hey, Amanda Nunes beat Valentina Shevchenko twice. She has seen the blueprint. It's not like she's going to be surprised. She knows exactly what to expect with Holly Holm. It's going to be a five-round fight where Holly is going to dance around a lot and do his little ha-ha-ha without really connecting too much. You know, a lot of work is going to look visually stunning, but she's not going to connect a lot. The real advantage is going to freaking Amanda, and Amanda is going to be able to corral Holly. You know, pinch it against the cage, it rough it up a little bit, separate. At the end of the game, it's going to be a points game. She's not going to knock out Holly because Holly is good enough not to get knocked out. But I don't think she's going to be good enough to outpoint Amanda Nunes. And I'm going to get Amanda Nunes a 49-46 unanimous decision, and is still the Rene White world champion and the best freaking female fighter ever.
Yeah, I mean, that is totally 100%. Could be in the cards, Marco. And that's why we do this show, because everybody has their own opinion. And I mean, everything looks virtually identical, as we like to say, between these two ladies. But again, the power of Nunes is, I think, what's going to come into effect here, and if whether or not Holly can stay away from it. All right, guys.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Right along. Sorry? Somebody said something.
Thank you,
Hickory Dickory.
All right, to the welterweight division we go. All right, so three piece and a soda going against Funky Ben. DJ Tony, Let's just throw right to you, because I didn't give the any of the stats when I did Pam's intro. So, I mean, Jorge Masvidal, number four, against Ben Askren, who looked, I don't know, he had a controversy in his last fight and got somebody else, DJ Tomo. He talked about this on the show. I mean, is Ben Askren just that good, or do you think Jorge Masvidal stands a chance? What do you got going on here, brother?
Here's the problem. Ben Askren, right, who's 35 years young and kind of cuckoo, he's 19-0-1, right? So technically he's never lost, but he's only fought once in the UFC. That man, of course, being Hobby Lawler. And Hobby Lawler put a mean hurt on him, like mean hurt, right? And it was a controversial win. I still think it was an early stoppage. Let him go out if that was the case. I didn't think he went out. But anyway, and we forget that the popular Masvidal, right? He's 5-5 in his last 10 fights. I think we all like him. Probably the best line ever given in the UFC, right, with the three-piece and a soda. But, you know, those losses were via decision. This is a three-round fight. I don't think Ben Askren can beat Masvidal in all three rounds. We've seen Masvidal go up against Maya, and he survived that. If he can survive Maya, I think he can survive Askren. I'm taking Jorge Masvidal, you guys, and I think he's going to finish the job that Hobby didn't do. I think he's going to put a hurting on Askren and give him his first loss. So Jorge Masvidal, second round, TKO.
All right. I mean, very strong words here, DJ Tony, because, you know, I think Ben Askren is still, you know, unfortunately from the last fight, you know what, an unknown. He really is. He is able to get past Hobby Lawler, as you mentioned, and I really thought that they should have run that one back, in my opinion. But apparently Ben Askren, willing to just take a win in any particular form that it comes. And he, like you said, DJ Tony, took a beating from Hobby Lawler. Now, Jorge Masvidal, if he gets touched, or if he gets if Ben Askren is able to get his hands on Jorge Masvidal, I think this one stays on the ground for a while, because I think there, as Marco likes to say, there are levels to this shit, and I think Ben Askren is very good at keeping people on the ground. Yes, DJ Tony, I mean, you bring up the Damian Maya fight and how Jorge Masvidal was able to get through that, but I think that Ben Askren is just at a different level in wrestling, and wrestling is just a little bit different. And I think Jorge Masvidal has good wrestling. So as we saw, I'm having a brain fart right now. What did you call it earlier on, Pam? The brain is turning to shit. Yeah. I think
BTS.
Yeah. I think that, the wrestling game of Jorge Masvidal may be good enough to keep Ben Askren off of him. And if that is the case, then Jorge Masvidal has all of the tools that he has, or that he needs necessary to beat Ben Askren. And really, I mean, like you said, DJ Tony, Ben Askren took a big beating to the head in his last particular fight. So if Jorge Masvidal is able to take advantage of that, and, you know, maybe we're thinking that, you know, with head injuries, we don't know how quickly people recover from those. I'm going to take Jorge Masvidal as well, DJ Tony. I'm going to stick with you. I think he gets it done as well, but I'm going to take him in the third round. Because Ben Askren has such a gas tank too. I'm going to take the first round. I'm going to take him by TKO, Jorge Masvidal. Marco, what you got going on here? Because I took up a lot of time. 239. Jorge Masvidal, Ben Askren.
Before you start, give me the odds.
Sorry, did I not give you guys the odds? My apologies. Ben Askren is at a minus 225, and Jorge Masvidal coming back at us at a plus 185. And, of course, all of these odds are from Five Dimes Live and Direct right now. Marco?
Yeah. Okay, so Ben Askren, as Kobe Covington would say, Askren, that's funny. But, did you guys watch the Jorge Masvidal Damian Maya fight? He could not stop Damian Maya's takedown, and Damian Maya is not an Olympic-level wrestler.
Right.
I see this fight playing the same way that the Demian Maia fight played out. A Jorge Masvidal that's going to be super, super frustrated and upset because we all know that, you know, Ben Askren is not going to wow you. He's striking. That is not his game. He's going to grab you, grapple you to death, and then, you know, probably either submit you or decision area. And Masvidal is tough to submit. We know that because, you know, the guy is legit in the ground. But if he couldn't get out from Demian Maia from the ground, what makes you think that he's going to be able to get out from Ben Askren from the ground? Ben Askren is going to be pretty much, you know, get the underhooks, get into the ground, and then do the funky shit that he does on the ground for three rounds straight. Masvidal is going to look good at certain spots, you know. He's going to make it interesting. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a three-round unanimous decision for Ben Askren, 30-27. Ben Askren.
All right, so, Pammy, Marco is kind of saying, you know, with what I said, if this fight goes to the ground, how much chance do you give three pieces in a soda? Three-piece in a soda, not three pieces in a soda. Goodness gracious. Pammy, are you on mute? Somebody on mute. Pammy on mute?
Did you guys see the Warriors?
That's on
Warriors.
Me. That's my bad. That's my bad.
Start from the beginning again, Pammy. Three,
right.
Two, one.
I said Ben Askren is not Demian Maia, so you can't even compare the two. Ben Askren is did y'all see the Warriors? Remember, Warriors come out to play. Doesn't he look like that guy? He does to me. But anyway, you guys, you know what, you guys, I heard you, y'all talk. Does he not? Warriors come out to
he does.
If
Ben Askren was smaller, yeah, you're absolutely right. That came from Marco.
He's just as much of an asshole, right?
Do what?
Kobe Collins
just as much of an asshole.
Yeah. Now, you know what, y'all, I was listening to y'all talking. You know what, you all completely did not even bring up? Masvidal took out Darren Till in the second round.
Yeah.
Darren Till that looked like he was in like two different complete weight classes from Masvidal. So, you know, Ben Askren, he has wrestling, and he does have KO power because he does have six KOs. But his resume, I have no clue who he's fought. I don't know who his resume is. He's got
Ben
all the,
are you saying Ben Askren?
Yeah.
You don't know who Ben Askren
is
fought?
Only person, the only person I know that he's, not personally, but I know of, is Robbie Lawler. And then he's got all these first round, which questions his cardio. You've got Jorge Masvidal losses to Stephen Thompson, Damian Maia, Benson Henderson, Ally Aquinta, and, you know, his win over Darren Till. It's like a crazy win. You know, his famous three-piece and whatever speech came after that. But boxing, wrestling, and badassery, that is what sets him apart. He is a fucking badass, and I am picking him with the second-round TKO, Jorge Masvidal.
Second-round TKO.
That's
yep.
in defense of Ben Askren. Kareshkov and Douglas Lima are on his mantle, too. So if you had any respect for Douglas Lima and Kareshkov, he beat them.
Correct. So Ben Askren, this is why the top three fights especially are so interesting, because they're really the cream of the crop. This is what the UFC should be putting out, ladies and gentlemen, just so we all are in agreement on that one. To the light heavyweight division we go, DJ Tony. Luke Hockhold, moving up in weight, will fight John Blachowicz. I knew you would like that one, DJ Tony. So number six, Jan Blachowicz, against the number three, first time fighting in the lightweight division, light heavyweight division, Luke Hockhold. That's nice to know. Let's go ahead and give you guys the stats here.
Number three middleweight.
I know, but this is stupid. I don't understand where they're taking their ranking from the lower division up to or down to another division. It doesn't make any sense. Because Jan Blachowicz has been fighting here this whole life, right? Like, come on. Jan Blachowicz, 23-8-0 against Luke Hockhold, 16-4-0. Let me give you guys the odds before we go any further. Jan Blachowicz is the favorite. No, he's not
really?
The favorite right now, but No, he's not the favorite right now, but there's money coming in on him right now on Five Dimes. He's at a plus 195, and Luke Hockhold is losing money right now on Five Dimes at a minus 235.
Holy cannoli.
Marco, Pam, we throw right back to you here because this is the fourth fight of the night.
Okay.
What do you got going on here?
All right, Luke Rockhold versus, hang on my nose, Jan. You're not Jan, Jan. Jan. You know what? This is going to be, I think, a really, really, really good fight. Both of these guys are jiu-jitsu and kickboxing. Both of them are black belt. You know, Rockhold losses to Romero Bisping Belfort. Jan losses to Santos Gustav Anderson and Jimmy Manoa. Luke Rockhold has 6 KOs, 6 subs, 2 decisions. Jan has 5 KOs, 9 subs, 9 decisions. But you know what? I think Luke Rockhold is making his comeback again, you know, letting go of all that bad juju that was behind him. I've got him a second-round submission for me, please.
Marco, let's throw to you because we seem to have some Spanish-on-Spanish crime going on today, so maybe we'll get a little more action here if I throw you right at Pam again. What you got going on here in this fight, Marco?
John Blachowicz is a good fighter. Lou Rockhold is a good fighter. Former middleweight champion on the UFC, former middleweight champion of Strikeforce. He has beat the likes of Jack Array, Chris Wyman. There is, like we say, there is levels to this shit. And the reason I met Luke Rockhold personally a few years ago, the guy's gigantic. I don't know how the fuck he made middleweight. It's inconceivable to me because the guy's humongous. I think he's on his more natural weight. The reason he was not going to light heavyweight is because of Daniel Cormier. But when Daniel Cormier went to heavyweight, he cleared the space for him. I think that they're giving him a quality fight with Blachowicz, but it's a fight that he should win on paper. I mean, he's the most talented striker, the most talented ground fighter. He got wrestling. He wrestled with Velasquez and Cormier for crying out loud. And throw freaking Khabib Nurmagomedov just for kicks and giggles when he's like tired again. And his jiu-jitsu is second to none. Blachowicz has to make it a dirty, ugly, nasty fight for him to give himself a chance. It's a three-round fight. I think it favors Rockhold. He's the lankier guy, the guy with more finesse. The only thing that worries me is that he likes to fight with his the guard down, you know, his chin exposed. But if Blachowicz is not able to connect, it's Luke Rockhold's fight to lose. And I'm going to pick Luke Rockhold by KO on the second round, a straight KO, you know, making a highlight reel and making a very fun fight pending John Jones winning later in the night. John Jones versus Luke Rockhold by the end of the year. Mark my words.
Oh, wonderful. I would love that. Like I said, the light heavyweight division needs a spark, and we've been talking about this. How long have we been talking about this, Marco? Luke Rockhold versus John Jones. Thank you, Pammy. We've been talking about it forever. So, yes, I'd love to see that as well. But, DJ Tony, I'm going to go straight to you because we are swiftly running out of time. Do you see Jan Blachowicz, you know, standing a chance against the young Luke Rockhold moving up in weight? And do you think Rockhold can have his way with Blachowicz?
Luke Rockhold is one of those things where, like, you ever have that buddy that you like until you get to hang out with him? All of a sudden, he's loud and just crass. And Luke Rockhold is one of those guys, man. I love the guy till it's time for him to speak. Then all of a sudden, he becomes an a-hole, right? the problem is Luke Rockhold, guys, has everything. Like, literally, Luke Rockhold is an incredible athlete with a bad knee, and he likes to keep his right hand down. All things that are dangerous against Jan Blachowicz. The problem with Blachowicz is he does well with brawlers. Luke Rockhold's not a brawler. Both of them have good jiu-jitsu. Rockhold's jiu-jitsu is just amazing. I'm taking Luke Rockhold via second-round submission, rear naked choke.
Oh, you picked like me.
I know. That's not the first second-round submission we've had tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and go ahead with Blachowicz. I think he gets it done. I think he's going to be the more comfortable fighter at the weight. yes, Luke Rockhold is very talented, but I just think that, as DJ Tony said, he's the guy you think you want to hang out with, but you don't. And it'd be nice to see him get knocked out again. So I'm going to go second round KO for Błachowicz.
Look at Brody on an island.
Okay, so quickly, guys, before we move on to guilty pleasures and stuff, I just wanted to go ahead and give the results from last week. Just let me flip back over to the page here. Oh, yeah, that's right. Proteus with the win yet again this week. Proteus have the win.
It doesn't matter.
Saying everybody else throws a fucking parade for themselves when they win 1 week in a row, but Proteus taking down a number of weeks this week.
I know what Proteus says. He goes he goes skinny dipping.
Hey, the participation trophy does not count, brother.
I didn't say that.
Why would
celebrate.
You even bring it up?
Just skinny dipping.
Cochino.
Yeah, absolutely. I have moving right along to guilty pleasures of the week. Pammy, we'll start with you because you are going to be the woman on the street, and we should all follow you at Pandora Box.
Yeah.
Not only on Twitter, but of course on the Instagram. Of course, you're on the Facebook as well.
Yeah.
But I assume there's going to be a lot of pictures
out
coming
come
out.
And say hi, man. Sam and I are going to be out there. My friend Angela's coming, so she's one of my students. So we dance together also. But Lerone is going to be out there. Showtime is going to be out there. So we're all going to be hanging out. Kind of sucks that y'all aren't going. But you know what? My spotlight fight, real quick. Chito Vera.
Oh.
I love him. Second round TKO for
me.
That's my spotlight. Yes, sir.
Pammy, you guys have yourselves a great time. Of course, this is usually the time of Junkie Gathering. I assume that is still going on. DJ Tony.
Oh yeah, I'm taking them
this year.
I got my moonshine packed up for them. The
annual moonshine going to the MMA Junkie Boys. Loving it. Hopefully, we will also get a dance session from you guys again live on the air. DJ Tony,
you know,
guilty
not
pleasure.
This time, but I don't know. Maybe we'll flash our boobies or something. I don't know.
Oh shit! On my face, I would rather see that. Perfect. DJ Tony, let's throw to you on that one. Yeah, guilty pleasure, or do you want to do a spotlight fight? Because I know we're all distracted now.
Listen, with Claudia Gadella fighting, you figure I'd go there, right? You figure that's the logical wrong.
I'd love to go there.
As a San Francisco born and raised guy, and I know that he's a transplant, I got to go with my boy Gilbert. Shout out to Gilbert Melendez, my guilty pleasure, and of course his beautiful wife, who's just amazing, Carrie Ann Melendez, who I've met. Shout out to them. Shout out to Gibbler.
And
who's going to be in
his
corner?
Are you taking him for? Meow.
Nate.
Are you taking him for spotlight fight of the night, or just giving him a shout out for your guilty pleasure?
I couldn't decide, Proteus. So to be honest with you,
okay.
Shout out
That's
to,
fine.
Of course. My boy Gibbler, and of course, shout out to the beautiful, bodied up Claudia Gadella.
All right. So, since you're not going to bring it up, DJ Tony, I just wanted to give a big shout out to the hottie on hottie crime that is going to be going on this card. Of course, Claudia Gadella against the good Canadian girl. Oh, hello. Quick shout out to that fight because, no one likes to see that stuff happen, but, two really talented fighters going at it, Randa Markos against Claudia Gadella, great fight. But that's not anything that I wanted to give a shout out to. I wanted to give a shout out to our boys from the co-main event, Chad Dundas and Ben Folks, both of them, moving on to other jobs and, kind of creating their own thing going forward.
The Athletic.
And I think that's correct. The Athletic, which of course is a subscription service, if you wanted to get in on that. But I think, Marco, I don't really like paywalls, but I just wanted to give those guys their props because, moving on up. DJ Tony, we threw to you. We threw it at Pamela. Let's go back deep to the heart of Texas. Marco, do you have a guilty pleasure, or would you like to also, as Pam did, shout out a spotlight fight of the night?
Okay, maestro, quick. Yes, Diego Sanchez, Jimmy Kies, second round submission. But
sorry, you said Diego Sanchez, so you're taking Sanchez?
No, I'm taking Kies, second round submission.
Kies, sorry, you just said it really quickly. I couldn't keep up. My apologies. Go ahead.
So, my guilty pleasure of the week was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Netflix. I finally saw that movie. Amazing. Check it out. Really good. Follow Tony. I am DJ Tony. Follow Pantera Box. Follow me and Maldo Marco. Follow Produce and Produce. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Read and review as Knucklehead. We got fight this weekend. Pam, the Pam and Sam show is going to be in Vegas. So give them a shout out. And Angie's going to be the side team. And, freaking A, it's John Jones, Amanda Nunes, Luke Rockhold. It's a star-studded card. If you miss it, if you don't want to watch it on pay-per-view on ESPN Plus, it's your loss. You better leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fight.
I wish everyone well on the scales. Like I said earlier on, happy Canada Day to our Canadian followers. Happy 4th of July to our American followers. And just like that, Pammy, have a safe trip.
We are out of here. Ciao.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
And like that.